Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. And this is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the word today. My friends, my neighbors, brothers and sisters, the world today is in a terrible shape. My friends, look around you. See what you see. Hear what you hear. You can join with me to say that. This world is in a bad shape today. My friend, the election next week this time, hopefully we'll have a new president. And we're hoping, by the help of God, is one who is not a criminal, one who is not a liar, one who is not a traitor. But I want you to know that mine eyes have seen the glory of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. The birds are falling from the air. The fish are floating on the bay. The crabs are dying in the ponds. What next? Men are dying on the street. Your president, Obama, has devastated America. He's given away he's turning America to a third world country. I'm here to tell you that you are seeing the end of time. The time for the Master to return is drawing near, nearer and nearer. He promised He's coming in such an hour. Such an hour that you know not. He said He's coming as a thief in the night. You will not know till He knock on your door. He's coming. No notice. No message. But my Lord is coming soon. He's coming very soon. And I'm here to warn you about the imminent appearance of the Son of God. He went up with a shout. And I'm sure He'll return with a shout. The police are down in the street. The crime are multiplying. The earthquake in the harvest places Earthquake in divers places. Governors are falling for immorality. Men are yet married men. Women are married women. Now, my friend, they thought it would be a good thing. They attest. They challenge their authority. They demand their authority to give them authority to marry. Now, my friends, the one thing they missed, they didn't tell you, they should have a talk with those men and women who married. Marriage is not an easy thing. They think it was a good thing. Marriage is one of the one incumbents calculus adventure to human take on. I become you and you become me. One make two. My friend, if they had a little bit of knowledge, they would see the corridors are full with men and women getting divorced. Now they have got their choice, and they too fill in the courthouse. I want to get married. I want to get divorced now. This is a universal call to repentance. Today, he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, if you are down and out, you are broken, busted, and disgusted, you can call upon the name of the Lord. Call Jesus. He will save your soul. Whosoever called you, doesn't matter wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever you are, if you call on the Master, he promised he'll save you. He stands waiting with outstretched hands. Whosoever come and die, the Master calls. Brother Lover, I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I'm not ashamed to get on the air and tell you that Jesus saved for the uttermost. He pick you up. He turn you around. He set your feet on a solid rock. He'll establish your bones. Put a song in your heart and praises in your mouth under the Most High God. I have the Holy Spirit. My decision has been made. I am one of his disciples. I will not look back, look up, look down. Back will be still. From an eyes I have seen the glory of the present, the coming of the Lord. My past has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed in the pride. My future is secure. I am finished with this worldly thinking, low thinking, low living. I don't need prosperity, position, promotion, popularity to be heard. I don't have to be at the top of the pyramid of the mountain to be recognized. My praise, recognized or praised. the Lord as such, and I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race, lift my prey, and labor by the power of the Almighty. My hand is set. My face is set, my gant is fast, my goal is heaven. My roads are narrow, my ways are rough, my companion are few, my guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. On earth I've seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. I will love it. I cannot be bought with all the rice in China, or all the gold in Kentucky, or the silver in New York. I would not compromise, lower way, detour, turn back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Hesitate in the presence of my adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemies. Ponder at the pool of popularity, of mendicity in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. Oh, I won't shut up. Yes, they want to shut me up. But my God faces words in my mouth. I have to preach, deliver this message until he come for me. Until I wouldn't give up, shut up, stowed up, paid up. Preacher for the cause of Christ. I know I am his disciple of Jesus Christ. I must preach until he come. When he come for me, he shall know me. I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. He told Thomas, trust your finger in my hand, and your hand in my side. I am he which was dead. I'm alive. Have all power on heaven and earth. I want you to go into the world and preach this gospel. Whosoever believes shall be saved. And one day, they're going to reign in glory with me. My friend, today, look at the destruction that's going on in the world today. A reading today will be taken from the book of Colossians, the 5th chapter, the 13th. To the 25th, 6th. Here, Brother Paul admonishing people and saying, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. But by love, serve one another. All the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. My friends, you know the trauma your neighbors will give you. But he said, you shall love your neighbors. said, but if he bite and devour one another, take heed that he be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that he cannot be the thing that he would. So that he cannot do that he would. But if he be led of the Spirit, he are not under the law. My friend, make sure you are led by the Spirit. Now the work of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, haters, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envy, murder, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past, that they which do these such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. He wants you to learn to love. Joy. Be joyful. Be peaceable with your neighbors. Oh, long suffering. Oh, be gentle. Be gentle, kind, and free. Good. Be good. Be a good neighbor. Goodness, faith. Have faith in God. But the fruit of the Spirit is meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There is no law against. Against such, there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its affection and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desires of the vainglory. Provoking one another. Envying one another. My friends, this is a hallmark today. Today I brought to you, this is the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, 13 to the 26. My friend, if you read these two paragraphs here for yourself, and you will know whether you are a Christian or not. We know those that talk the talk and fail to walk the walk. I'm here this afternoon to admonish you. I'm here to encourage you. Also to motivate you. That if you claim to be a Christian, because many souls are here. Many souls have gone into eternity. They talk the talk, refuse to walk the walk. And in hell they lift up their eyes. My friend, today, these are serious times. He said, no man knows the minute nor the hour. The Son of Man coming. It may be early in the morning. It may be late at night. It may be at midday. Oh, when you sit to the table to enjoy your luscious lunch. It may be when you sit at your table to enjoy that rich dinner. Somebody will call your name. And when he called your name, you must answer. I want you to know that today. I'm pleading with you to answer the call of God. Answer the call of God. He's standing with outstretched hands. Whosoever will, let him come, drink up the water. Our beloved, he left his throne in glory. Die, crucify him. He whipped my Lord all night long. Hey, hang him high on his stretching by. He didn't say the word. I'm a friend. Then in the day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. If any man thirsty, let him come. Drink up the water. If you're hungry, come. He'll give you bread. Amen. The bread of heaven. He told the woman at the well, if you know who he is asking for water, you will ask him and he will give you living water. And it'll be a well and you spring it up into everlasting joy. It'll be a well. It'll be rivers. Bring it up into everlasting joy. Beloved, heed, pay heed to your doing. Take heed to your walking. Take heed to your doing. Take heed to what you're doing. Because my God, he's getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? On that day, fire will be falling. Sinners will be running to the rock and the mountain. They fall on us for the, fall on us. For the great day of his wrath has come. And who shall be able to stand? Oh, my friend, today, will you be able to stand? Will you be able to stand? If you wonder who said, well, I used to be saved. But you say, wash me over again in your crimson blood. And he will make you. You'll be ready. Amen. When the roll is called up yonder, and when the dead in Christ shall rise, the trump of God shall sound, the dead, Christ alive. Go to meet him in the air. What a day. What a time. What a time. And everybody will be happy. No, some will be crying. Some will be happy. But our beloved, he said, you'll call, but your call will be too late. My friend, as I leave the air today, I was ill, and I'm back on the air. I want to warn you, beloved, there are two trains that bound, running side by side. One train is bound for glory, and the other train is bound for hell. The death of destiny. Yeah, the devil said, ha, 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 yes. You have paid your price. You have paid your way. And I'll land you safe in the lake of fire where the worm died not and the fire not quenched. Ah, beloved, what a payday. What a payday. You have lived your life. You have lived your life, the life you live. It's the price you pay to get on the train. This, our beloved, and at the end of the day, amen, you shall depart from me in the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not. But all the other train is going to heaven my train. Where the gates are pearl and the streets are gold. Silver water running down the throne of God. The cherubim bowing, saying, holy, 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 my Lord. My Father, my God, is at the end of his hands to his, the cherubim. Hide in his face. Delicious garden and the tree of life in the garden. When he beckon you to come, he will lead you to the tree of life where you eat the fruit and you will never die. You live in glory. The song says, oh, yes, I live in glory. Oh, yes, I live in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I sing the grand old story. I sing the grand old story. Oh, yes, I live in glory. One day, I live in glory. By and by. The weight of this mortal body will go back to the earth. And my spirit will go to God where it come from. And I live in glory. Our beloved, what a day, what a time. And I live in glory. Are you ready? Are you prepared? You have to prepare. You have to be prepared to live in glory. You have to make ready that you'll be ready when he called you. Ah, my friend, since the words of the day, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Surrender your life. Surrender your life. Time is very short. As I leave you today, I pray, God, and you will heed the warning and call upon the name of the Lord. So you will be in that number. You will step over the threshold with the gates of pearl and the streets of gold. Ah, beloved. Oh, how happy you'll be. How happy you'll be when you enter, he said. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself as where I am. There he will be also. There you will be where Christ lives. And our beloved. What a day, what a day. Are you ready? If you're not ready, let's call upon the Lord, save me. Call upon the name of the Lord. He'll save your soul. He'll make you whole. He'll pick you up and he'll turn you around. He'll set your feet on a solid rock. He'll establish your going with a sound in your mouth. Praise is in your heart for the Most High God and our beloved. The song saying, we'll be happy over there. We'll be happy over there. We'll sing and shout his praise. Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, everybody will be happy. We'll be happy over there. Oh, we will sing and shout God praise. Everybody will be happy over there. Ha ha. We'll be happy over there. We will sing and shout God praise. Everybody will be happy over there. Ah, we'll be happy over there. Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, we'll be happy over there. We will sing and shout God praises. Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, we'll be happy over there. We will sing and shout God praise. Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, everybody. Oh, come to hell, messing up, boy. Be happy.